Okay, today's daf is Nazir, daf Nun Ches, and we are Nun Zayin Amabez. As we continue here in the last week and a half or so of this Masechta, Baruch Hashem, but as we always say, every day is a whole world, every day is infinite, and Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, as the Vilna Gaon says in Maseches Peah, at the beginning of Shnos Eliyahu, that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Why? Because every second of Talmud Torah is another mitzvah. If I go do a Bikur Cholim, it's a wonderful mitzvah, but it's one mitzvah. If I learn Torah, if I learn Daf Yomi for a day, I do millions and millions of mitzvahs every single day. So even though we say, yes, we're looking ahead, but we're also looking presently, we're looking at today's Daf Baruch Hashem, Nazir Daf Nun Ches. Okay, so we are on Nun Zayin Amabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. We're up to Lema. Lema, so just, we just had a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava got emotionally involved in the machlokas previously, got upset that Rav Huna was allowing his wife to cut his children's hair, and it ended up being a double machlokas. Tosas pointed out, in terms of whether a woman is mutter bakol. Rav Huna holds a woman is mutter to do everything because she is not included in bal tashchis. Kol she'ena b'bal tashchis, ena b'bal takif. That's Rav Huna. And Rav Ada says, no, a woman is mutter liot, allowed to be the nikaf, but not to be the makif. Right? Fine. To get cut, woman is not included, but not to be do the cutting. That's machlokas number one. And number two is, what happens if a gadol is makif a katan? That's a machlokas. Rav Huna holds chayiv in that case, and Rav Ada holds pater. And Tosfos says, we paskin like Rav Huna, that a woman is mutter, and a gadol cannot be makif a katan. And that's also, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, quote, this is halacha l'maisa in terms of cutting payas. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ein megalchin paasi arosh. We do not cut off the payas, the corners, payah of the rosh. Again, without getting into now, that's somewhat of a complicated sugi in terms of which exact spots. There are five different spots on the face in terms of a beard, not using a razor. We generally are machmir and try not to use a razor anywhere on the face, just to be safe, because we don't know exactly where the five spots are. In the back, one can use, because that's for sure not the face. If somebody's cutting the back of their hair, some barbers, after using the scissors and the shaver, for the rest of the head, so in the back, on the back of the neck, for example, they could use a razor, because that's for sure not one of the parts of the zakan that's included. But that's the Issa D'oraisa of not cutting. Imagalchen pasi arosh. Kemo shahayu osin over the avodah zarah v'kom rehen. That's what the tour got upset about yesterday. That line of the Rambam. You're not allowed to cut the corners of the hair like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and their priests used to do. Shneamar lo takivu pas roshchem. Okay, you have to think the Rambam says this often in Moreh Nevuchim, not as often in Mishneh Torah, but the Rambam often says many of our mitzvos and losases are kineged the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And again, that's, the Ramban always jumps on the Rambam. We have to realize when the Torah was given, there are many examples of the halachas of the Torah being anti. The Torah itself says it. Don't do like Eretz Mitzrayim. Don't do like Eretz Canaan. But even some of the mitzvahs, the Rambam says, putting Seor and Dvash in a karbon and many others. I heard recently that a question that's maybe has bothered you in the past. We know the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and most of them seem pretty definitional. Right, the big three, obviously, but even some of the other ones are pretty definitional. We would understand why they would be in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Cursing Hashem, Berachat Hashem, stealing is also society can't function, and Dinim, setting up a court system. Eiver Menachai? Why is that so definitional? Yes, Noach was able to eat animals, you have to make sure Eiver Menachai. And they're all different symbolic acts. But it could be, that, again, based on other earlier sources, that this was part of a very common ceremony that was used previously. Yeah, they didn't have refrigeration in those days. They didn't have refrigeration. Somebody said also recently they found in some archaeology, some mural, a picture in a cave of a few pictures in a whole mural. And at the beginning, it was an animal that was held up, a whole animal. And then the next picture, it was missing a limb. And the next picture was missing another limb, b'chulu. They didn't have refrigeration, so how could they eat part of the animal and then still have it and it won't be putrid? So if you cut off part of the animal's still alive, so you don't have to worry about the rest of the animal yet. Rachmana litzlan, right? The animal was obviously tzar bale chayim at its best, or at its worst. But again, that might have been a common activity, And that's part of also Eiver Menachai. We don't do that. We recognize, we had earlier in the Masechta, Nefesh, not Nefesh Mace, but even an animal, Naka Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. There's a live quality about an animal, Tzar Balei Chaim, the Gemara discusses. So that is also anti some of the idolatrous practices that are around us. The Rambam says this often, and he says it right here too. Right, that's what the Komri Avodah Zarah used to do. Shenemar lo sakiva baz roshchem. V'chayev al kol peya v'peya. And I'm chayev for each peya. Lefichach, hamagalech shnei tzda'a b'afilu b'bas achas, v'asura achas lo kishtayim. If I cut off both peyas, I'm chayev two. Two different Yisurim. Echad hamagalech ha-peylos b'lvad, v'amaniach seyar kol ha-rosh. Whether, says the Rambam, we paskin, whether one cuts off the side and leaves the rest of the hair on the head, v'echad hamagalech kol ha-rosh ke'echad, or if I shave the entire head, doesn't matter, ha-kavas kol ha-rosh. Ho'il, v'gilech ha-peyos loke. Right, again, Malkus for even a kavas kol ha-rosh shma kafa. Right, as long as we're going to talk about soon. And then the Rambam continues. Bamed dvar mamurim beish hamegaleach. That's talking about who gets the isser by the man. Aval, the man cutting, shaving. Aval ha-ish hamisgaleach, based on the Gemara in Malkus. En aloka elim kain siya limegaleach. The one who is getting shaved or cut only gets Malkus, because it's a lav shem amais if you don't move, only if you were misayeya the megaleach. Last four words, Hamagalech es akatan loke. Galech es akatan loke. If you're Magalech akatan, you still get Malkus like Rafuna in our Gemara. The Ravid adds, just to mention in the previous line, that the Misgalech only gets Malkus if he helps. The Ravid says, Ava bishena loke, kiven shemi daito asa over balav. If you let somebody cut the hair, so then even if you don't want to say you get Malkus, if you didn't move, but you're still going to get an Issa Daraisa because you allowed it. You allowed it to occur. That's katan. So we pass like Rafuna. Magalech is a katan loke. What about a woman? That's the Rambam in the next halacha. Ha'isha shegilcha pas harosh ha'ish. Oh, she nizgal chapetura. They're on compares. Puts in the same sentence. A woman who gets shaved and the woman who shaves a man. Both pater. That's the Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin. It's one of the few Losa says that a woman is ptura from Shemar Losa Kibu Pas Roshchem Veloshashchus Eis Paasikanecha. Kol Sheyeshna B'Bal Tashchus Yeshna B'Bal Takif VeIsha Eino B'Bal Tashchus Lafisha Ein Lozakan Lafikach Avadim Hol VeYesh Lozakan Asurim Bakafa. Right example. Right. You don't say women and avadim always go together. This isn't one of the Zman Grumis La La Meisha. No, it's a difference. Women are included because of the physical, the different reality. The Kesef Mishnah adds Af Al Gav to Kol Mitzvah Shoh Isha Chayevus Bohen. Eved chayev bahen, even though those usually go together, an isha and an eved kenaani, obviously an eved ivri is chayev in all mitzvahs, an eved kenaani, v'sho'ena isha chayev esbahen ein eved b'chayev bahen, even though it's the usual rule, b'ha adif me'isha, v'shem di isha lo im'ita ela milo tashkas eis ba'asekanecha. She's excluded because of the reality that she doesn't have a beard. Hilkach avadim kiven di islu zakan lesnu b'chlal hekizeh. So even though that's the usual rule, you read in the Gemara, women and avadim, eved kenaanis always go together in terms of their levels of mitzvos being included, not in terms of Kedushas Yisrael. That's why we have two separate brachas. Shlo asani aved is because of a lowering Kedushas Yisrael. Shlo asani isha is doing chiv and mitzvos. But, says the Kesef Mishnah, this halacha shows that it's not a total hardcore hekish, including every single detail. Here is a difference. But that's the Rambam, like Tosfos says, we pass on like Rav Huna, that a woman who is megaleach is pater, that's why Chova, Rav Nachman's wife, did it, but a makav is a katan is generally chayef. That is the Rambam. And again, there's a lot more in terms of the haircuts we spoke of yesterday at the end about the tour and the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Are there nafka minas based on that reason? Is the hakavas kal harosh issue connected to that? The Gemara is about to say. Right, let's just read the next line. Lema, third to last line. Hakavas kal harosh tanoihi. Right, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, but what's the svara? Could the svara be like what the Rambam and the Tur assumes for the Rambam? That because they only cut off the sides of their head and not the entire, they don't make themselves bald. So that's going to be less of a problem? Even though we usually say, kalamosev goreya, here not. Right? Or not, the Rambam just giving a reason, but he doesn't really mean to limit the halachos based on the reason. Okay, either way, this is some of the issues related to hakafas kal harosh. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Lema hakafas kal harosh tanohi. And also, halacha lamaisa, it's important to always know how much is hakafa. Right? Sometimes people get very, very short haircuts. right? So the question is, where do they get those short haircuts? Anywhere near the payas and beard area is, right, if it's a beard area, it's not an issue with a shaver. But near the payas area, one has to always know exactly what does it mean? How short, you know, is okay? So one has to, hopefully some of the firm barbers know some of these halachas before one goes into the seat. Okay, but one's own responsibility. You can't just say, oh, it's my barber's responsibility. No. It's our responsibility to know exactly what is the issue. What's the daraisa? What's the drabanan? Vichud. Okay. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Ditan rabanan. Rosho. Mata malomar. So we're going to get back to some of the items we discussed about a couple of weeks ago when we had these sugyas in terms of talking about the haircut for a nazir. We had a couple of daf about that earlier. The Tanur Rabban and Rosho. The pasuk says Rosho by Mitzora. Ma tamalomar lafisha nemar lo sakiva bas roshchem, because there's an iser to araisa to be makif the payas of the rosh. Yochol af Mitzora ken. You might think that even a Mitzora who, as part of his process, as we have mentioned, has to go through two haircuts of the entire body, let alone just the head. So you might think even the Mitzora also is subject to the Isser of cutting off payas, tamalo, and therefore, what does the pasuk mean? Cut off the hair on the rest of the body, except for the rosh, except for the payas. That's how we would have interpreted, yochalaf Mitzora kein tamalomar rosho. No, that's the limud we learn out, rosho, that's the word that teaches me that even a Mitzora has to cut off the payas of the rosh. Vitanya idach, that's one, brisa. Vitan, meaning we require a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. Vitanya idach rosho, another pasuk rosho. It says by nazir mata malomar. I'm sorry, it says again by mitzora mata malomar. The fishin emar gabi nazir ta'ar lo yavar al rosho. Since by a nazir there's an issur daraisa of cutting your hair with a razor, one of the three minim that are asurim ben nazir. Yachol af nazir mitzora kein. I might think that also by a nazir who is a mitzora, one is not allowed. Beforehand, we said, I might have thought that by a regular mitzora, he's not allowed to. Now we're talking about a nazir mitzora. You might think he can't cut off his payas, tamalomar, rosho, right? Therefore, I learned rosho. So my lav. So what is this nachlokas about? Why does one darshan the word to teach me that a mitzora, stam mitzora, could cut off his payas, and the other mandarai teaches me that a nazir mitzora could cut off his payas, which obviously is subject to more isurim by a nazir mitzora, not just a regular person. So what's that machlokas about? So my lav tanoihi. So maybe this is the following machlokas tanoim. Lamanda amar did nazir, according to the one, the second brisa, who learns it from nazir, who says the pasuk is needed to teach me that a nazir mitzora is mutter, if you cut off the whole head, it's always a daraisa. So you don't need the pasuk to teach me that a regular mitzora, who's not a nazir, could shave his entire head. That's not also daraisa anyway. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. So why would you need the pasuk to teach me that a nazir mitzora, is to teach me the added context of a nazir, who not only has a los aseh of cutting his hair, but an aseh of kodosh yagadol perasar rosho. So that's why the pasuk is needed for that, because that mandar mehold hakavas kol rosh is not a problem. Uveidach, and the first brisa holds savar hakavas kol rosh makafa. It is aser daraisa, cutting off the entire head. B'chiyasi kra lemitchi lav greida, and that's why you need the pasuk to teach me a regular case of a mitzora who is not allowed to cut off his payas. Aye, how does that opinion know by nazir? We'll have to figure it out with Hashem later. How does he know that by a nazir you could do it even though it's a los aseh vaseh? But that's the first possibility. Maybe the machlokas is whether the root of the machlokas, why they make their respective limudim, is because of hakavas kalarosh, shma hakafa, or lo shma hakafa. So says the Gemara. Let's stop there for a moment. A couple of points to talk about that the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, bring up. So what is this Svara? The Pasuk says Rosho. Says the Rush, Asidoch Alos Asay. Let's say according to the first Debraisa. Why is a Mitzora allowed to cut off his payas? Asidoch Alos Asay. That's what the Rush says. The Rush says, Dikala la Digiluach Mitzora, Dachi Lav Tahakafa. Fine. Two discussions in the Achronim. The Arech Laner in Yevamis Daf Hey. That's where one of the main sugyas of Asis Docha Lo Sasei come up. Daf Hey Daf Vav in Meseches Yevamis. Aruch Lanei asks a simple question. Usually, Asis Docha Lo Sasei requires Be'idna, requires that the Asay and the Lo Sasei are being done at the same time. If I do the Lo Sasei first, and only later I'm going to do the Asay, usually I don't say Asis Docha Lo Sasei. So asks the Aruch Lanei, this Gemara also appears there, why should a Mitzorah be able to cut off his payas? When he's cutting off his payas at that moment, he is still in the middle of the process of the Talich HaTara, and he's, let's say, the first haircut. He's got to get another one a couple of days later. So why should it be Mutar Asi Docha Lo Sasei? It's not Be'idna. First you're violating the Lo Sasei, and then you're violating the Asei. That's the kasha of the, he quotes this from the Rishonim in Yevamis. Matzasi b'shem Tosfos Garnish, right, one of the Baliyat Tosfos. Kashali, asei de mitzorah hechidachi, ve'haba idna de me'ekar lav lo makayim asei, asked the, quotes the Aruch Lanei. So why is it allowed? So the Aruch Lanei gives, he comes first, he quotes in Ukimta, that maybe it's talking about a case where the only thing that's left is one payah. So even though the second play, okay. But then he says a much more fundamental answer based on a Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef in Bava Metzia discusses that the Torah, the Gemara there, has a pasuk to teach me that a Kohen does not have to walk into a cemetery to do Hashavas Aveda. It's a pasuk because he's going to violate a Isser. So that's why there's a pasuk to teach me that he doesn't have to walk into the cemetery and he's pater for doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Ask the Nemuki Yosef there in Bava Metzia and Elam Metzias, why don't you just say that you wouldn't say Asi Dechalosa say there because it's not Be'idna. When he goes into the cemetery to pick up the Aveda, he's violating the Isser of a Kohen becoming Tameh, and he's not going to, doesn't fulfill the mitzvah until he returns the Metzia. What are you, oh, it's a big chiddush, you need a pasuk to tell me that you don't say Asi Dechalosa say here. Because it's a specific context. Just say the Lo Sasei is too early. So, says the Nemuki Yosef, if it's all part of one big hisaskus, one big process, that's enough to be called Be'idna. The ha misaseku b'mitzvas hashava b'shas akiris alav v'yavo b'shalo gumra mabekach. He says, what's the difference? And he brings the araya from the Gemara. Where's one of the classic cases of Asi Docha Lo Sasei? Quoted in Rebbe Elazar de Mila, the case of Mila Betzaras. There's a Neket Saras on the Arla, so the Gemara says, oh, it's okay. Asks the Rebbe Ran, but 1 minute, the mitzvah Mila is not done unless you also do Priya. Afterwards, you do Mila and then Priya. So at the moment that you're violating the Isra of Saras, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. And if I never do Priya, right, Mol V'lo Para Ki'ilu L'mol. It's as if I didn't do it. So, asks the Nemuki Yosef, so why is that allowed? So what's the answer? The answer is that when it comes to Asi Docha Lo Sasei, there's a little more flexibility in terms of defining Be'idna. As long as you're in the process, it can't maybe be a Hechsher Mitzvah, but as long as you're in the process of returning, the question is, what is called the process? So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara is that walking into a cemetery to pick up the lost item is already the hisaskus for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's good enough to be docha d'alav, even though you didn't do the mitzvah yet. The beginning of the first cutting off the first payah of the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah already. That's not a hechsher mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah, just like Mila. V'yem kem pshita, says the Aruch Lanei, d'hacha d'kal roshahu b'chlal ho'asei mikri shaper be'idna l'kulei alma. It's called be'idna, masha magaleach ha'peos harishonos, kivin de misasek b'mitzvah su. As long as you're doing the beginning of the mitzvah, that's good enough. It's already the hisaskus. It's already the hisaskus. Good. Again, I don't think all what we would call hisaskus would be included, but as long as it's considered part of the Maisa Mitzvah, it's good enough. The Tosfos Arid uses the same lashon, but I think you'd have to say it in a different way. Tosfos Arid discusses the question that Rishonim ask on the Gemara and the Mishnah, and the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Mishnah quotes a halacha, and the Gemara explains that women are pturos from bris milah of their son, only the father is obligated. Women are pturos because a pasuk quoted. So pasuk quoted to teach me that women are pturos. Ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim there in Kiddushin, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a Zman Grama. It's a mitzvah, say Zman Grama. Milah is only, you want to say it by yom v'lo b'layla, right, or so why is it that we need a pasuk. So all the Rishonim give different answers. So one say, oh, maybe there's a it's a zman grama at the beginning. You can't do it before day eight, but there's no ending time, right? There's only a beginning time, so that's not called a zman grama. And others say other issues why maybe it's kares makes it different. But one, the Tosas Rid says it's not zman grama. Why? Because from the time that the baby is born, there's a chiyav of hisaskus to be involved, and that's not zman grama. It's not the specific maisa milah. It's the hisaskus. So you're not going to say that the Asi Dochalos Asi applies for all the getting the caterer and getting arranging everything. That's a different usage of his Askus, the same word. But the Aruch Lanerier says this is good enough why we would say Asi Dochalos Asi our Gemara. Why do we say Asi Dochalos Asi? By a Mitzara cutting off his payas. He's violating the Los Asi too early. The Asi is only later. The answer is it's good enough. As long as it's part of the larger definition of the Maisa Mitzvah, that is okay. Number one. And then there's another answer given. Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Where do we have Rabbi Akiva Eiger? There's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer in Yaradeya Sevin Kuf Mem, where he got a letter from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he answers the letter and he argues on him. But what he quotes from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so it must be that at that time he might not have been father-in-law, son-in-law yet. Maybe that was only later, because he doesn't, in that tshuva, he doesn't address him as his father-in-law. But anyway, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger there quotes that based on a Piske Tosvos in Zvachim. At the end of many Mesechtas, we have two pages, or one page, about the Halacha L'maisa elements that come out of all the Tosvosim on the Gemara. So in most Mesechtas have it. So if you look at the Piske Tosvos on Zvachim, Os Samach Tes, Tosvos there, the Piske Tosvos says, Im I efshal l'kayim o'asei, be'inyin acher, lo be'inyin be'inon be'iduna, de me'ekar lav l'kayim o'asei. What does the Tosfos, Piskei Tosfos say? If there is no way to fulfill the Aseh, unless you do the Los Aseh prior to it, that's good enough. You don't need Ba'idna. You go by whether it's needed. If you need to do violate this in order to do the Los Aseh, so then we would say it is good enough for a Ba'idna. That's what Tosfos quotes, based on a Tosfos there in Zvachim, in the Asiyah Doch Alos Asiyah Sugyas on Daf Tzadi Zayin, Amid Beis, when we talk about, the Gemara talks about Asiyah Doch Alos Asiyah in terms of Shpiras Etzem, and other related issues. That's the Piskei Tosfos. See here too. You have to violate the Los Asiyah of cutting your payas to get to the Asiyah of Tiglachas Mitzora. So that's a second answer as to why this is okay if it's not Be'idna, number one. Number two, the other fascinating question that the Achronim asked, the Imre Moshe brings this up. I haven't quoted Imre Moshe in a long time. Rav Moshe Sakalovsky, right? The Imre Moshe asks in Os Yud Beis, Asi Doch Alos Asei, but 1 minute. We just learned that who gets the Asei, who gets the Los Asei. L'chora, the Los Asei, the Rambam says, is both on the Makif and the Nikaf. Both, especially the Makif. Who's getting the Mitzvah Aseh here? The Mitzora. Not the Kohen, it's the Mitzora getting it, or the Nazir. So how could somebody else's Aseh work to be Doche Milos Aseh? The Makif of the Mitzora. The Makif of the Nazir. How does that work? Ask the Imre Moshe. L'chora nira, d'raka nikaf m'kayim ha'aseh d'tiklach tov. Lo amagalcho. Ulefizeh kashali. Eich amrino ne'aseh d'chalos aseh. You're allowed to use somebody else's aseh. Ve'ech yavar amakif be'isr v'lo kiyim ha'mitzvah. That's the kasha of the Imre Moshe. So what are you forced to say? You're forced to say that, yeah, it's good enough. You have to say it's good enough. Nira lo'chiyach. Tipika hai gavna. D'nikaf mutr l'galeach. Mishum aseh d'chalos aseh. Suleka Isra Misr ala Makif. The second that there's no Isra for the Nikaf, then the Isra of the Makif falls away. Because the Nikaf doesn't have a problem because of the Asi Doch Alos Asi, then the Makif doesn't have a problem. Why? Because his Isra is compared to the Nikaf's. Not because of Asi Doch Alos Asi. Because in a Chinami, his Asi can't work for me. But once his Asi knocks out the root of my Isra, the root of my Isra of being the Makif is the fact that there's a Nikaf there. That is usher to have this haircut. But the second that his is knocked out because of the Asi Doch Alos Asi, so that's why mine can be knocked out also. V'yaf l'fimai d'kai malon. And even though we said earlier, if makif is a katan is chayef? So you see, the nikaf can be pater. and the makiv could be chayiv. So maybe it doesn't work out exactly if the nikah by the makiv is chayiv. Mishudolam makshina makiv the nikah. Says the Gemara, that's different. That's different. There, it's not that it's mutter for the katan. It's just that the katan is not a bar chiyuva. Over here, we have a mamish a heter. We have an asi dochalos asay, and that's why the nikah is mutter. There, the katan. The katan is in the world of chiyuvim, right? There's an isser of being, of the sugis at the end of Yevamis, about machil davar ha'asur. So the katan is in the world of Yisurim. He has a p'tur. He might even, that's a sugya, a katan might even be violating, doing a maisa avera. But he just has a p'tur. But it's not mutter, so you can't compare it to that case. Dafka b'katan, after la bar chiyuvahu, b'kamakom yeshalav Yisurim la'achilo b'yadayim, v'bezim mitzuvim la'frisho. But aval hecha, de'etzel hanikav mutter al-pidin, l'galea kamo hacha, da'asi da'galosa say, or is it onus? Right, so then it is okay. So that is the important discussion of the Imre Moshe, that once it's not aser for the nikaf, then memela it is not aser for the makif. You also might see another answer. The Rabbi Chanan has one line in the Kovetz Haaretz about Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, that once there's an aseh for you, then that aseh can apply to me. Even though technically it might not, but at least for this halacha, you might say the aseh does. Somebody else's asay could be doche mylos asay based on the principle of arvus. After all, we know that's the amazing principle that if you didn't fulfill your mitzvah yet, then I'm still lacking, and I can even make the bracha for you in certain contexts. Okay, we'll see more. Maybe we'll talk more about arvus, but let us continue now. So that's the first possibility of the Gemara. What's this machlokas in the brises? Well, again, why does one brisa use rosho to teach me to knock out the los asay of cutting off your payas? For a mitzora, and the other one teaches me specifically a nazir mitzora, right? So how do you know? So machlokas is whether you need the pasuk to teach me regular akafas kalarosh is shema akafa or not. So the Gemara says now, but the eighth line, Amar Rava, no. The kuli am akafas kalarosh lo shema akafa. Everybody agrees that cutting off the entire head is lo shema akafa, right? We don't pass in that way as we saw before in the Rambam. Cutting off the head is lo shema akafa. Aye, so what's the machlokas about? If it's lo shema akafa, then Bryson number one, what do you need a pasuk for? What do you need Rosha to tell me that a mitzora could cut off his entire head? That's not an issa daraisa anyway. V'chi asakra, when the pasuk comes and it teaches me, asakra could go and shehikif alabasov gilach. It's talking about a case where you're cutting off the mitzora's head, the hair of the head, but you start with the payas. So you start with the payas. First you amakif, and then you get to the rest. So is that asur? If you do it all at one moment, you wouldn't be chayiv. All if you do it in that way, you're also not mechayiv. I mean, do you stop time? That's the machlokas. The first brisa says it's aser, and that's why you need a pasuk to say that's mutter, right? The second brisa would say that no, you don't need a pasuk for that because you're doing akafas kalarosh, lo shma akafa. So the chiddush is by a nazir mitzora. Why? We gave a svar before about why Hakavas Kalarosh is Lo Shema Hakafa. We suggested, maybe the Rambam says, because it is not the derech of the Komri Avodah Zarah. The Rush we had earlier has a more formal definition. Where did this come up? If you remember, we had this back, all the way back on Daf Chavtes, in the fourth parak, where we spoke about the Mishnah. The Mishnah there said that a man can be Madar as Beno Benazir. And we said, where does that come from? So we said a machlokas. Either it's halacha Moshe Sinai, or it's the mitzvah of chinuch. So we discussed there, the mitzvah of chinuch, maybe is derabanan. Would that allow you to be makif the katan? So the Gemara said there, oh, ma'akavas kol rosh is lo shma kafa. That's derabanan. Havas kolon bazar is derabanan. All those yisurim are derabanan. According to the opinion that says that ish madir is b'no b'nazir is an issa derabanan. So the rush there on Chav Tesla and Aleph says that by definition, that's not called makif. Makiv means, by definition, cutting off the sides of the head. Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. You don't need the lundis of the goyim didn't do this. The definition, what does the Torah say? It doesn't say cut off hair of the head. Lo takifu pa'as roshchem. Delo mikri akafa ela hamashvet sto'ov la'achori oznav. That's the definition of what the verb makif means in the Torah. That's why Kavas Galei Rosh Lo Shema Kafan. Based on that's the definition of the word. So maybe it's the Rambam versus the Rush. Okay. So says the Gemara. So that's the machlokas. Everybody agrees Lo Shema Kafa. The machlokas is if you start off with being makif. Says the Gemara. Umi kasav krahachi. 1 minute. you would need a pasuk to say that this is okay, and you would be able to do the sides first for 1 minute. If you're able to do the haircut in a way that you don't need asi dochalos asay, then you're not allowed to use osa dochalos asay. That's the din of Reish Lakish. We've had already earlier. V'yam Reish Lakish, kol makam shadamotzi asay velos asay, im ata yachol akayim es shneya mutav. If you could do both, you could do the asay and not violate the los asay, great. V'yam la, but if there's no choice in the matter, yavo asay v'yirchas los asay. If there's no choice in the matter, then we would say asi dochalos asay. Kasha, so why would we have a suggestion that, oh, maybe the pasuk is coming to teach me that if you were makif first, the payas, so that would be okay. It shouldn't be okay, because you don't have to do that first. And if you don't have to do that first, so then do the rest of the head, and then when you get to the makif, then you're doing the whole head, which we've just said, according to this opinion, hakavas kalarosh, is losh makafa. So, asi dochalos asay should not work in this case. It only works if ein breira, if there's no choice in the matter. We'll try to get to that svar Be'ez Hashem soon. Why is that? So the Gemara changes. Try number three. Ella. Dekuleyama. Right, first we suggested what's the machlokas and the brayis is about. A machlokas is about a kavas kalarosh. Now we just said maybe the machlokas is about, everybody agrees, hakavas kalarosh is not a problem, daraisa. The machlokas is if you start being the makiv and then regalech the rest. Now we have a third shot. Ella. Dekuleyama. Hakavas kalarosh. Shma kafa. Right, maybe the machlokas, everybody holds that it is a problem. Umam demukim lekra lemidchi lo sasei vasei. And because it is a problem, right, hakavas kalarosh, so you need the pasuk, right? You need the pasuk to teach me that it's mutter. So now the Gemara says, according to the one, the second brisa, who uses the pasuk of Rosho to teach me that the asay of cutting off the hair is doche los asay ve'asay, right, nazir mitzora, lav grey deminale, how do I know that a regular stam and mitzora could be doche, the iser peis? Ask the Rosh, isn't it obvious? If the asay of cutting off by nazir is doche lo sasei vasei, surely by stam and mitzora should be doche lo sasei. Isn't that obvious? So the Rosh says, no, we're going to have soon in a couple of... actually, the Rosh first says that no, because if you only would have had one pasuk, then I would have said it's only about a lav. The fact that you use it for nazir means that you must have a different source. That we already know that the asay is docha lo sasei grey, and that's why we're allowed to use it for this context of lo sasei vasei. So the Gemara is assuming that you know that from somewhere else. So the Gemara says, yalav mi gedilim. You learn it from tzitzis. You learn asay docha lo sasei from tzitzis. Da amar kra, the pasuk says in kiseitze, lo silba shatnis, right next to gedilim taselach. Right? So vitanya, lo silba shatnis, ha gedilim taselach amehem. Don't wear shatnis unless it's gedilim, unless it's tzitzis. Right, asay docha lo sasei. And Chazal say that whenever you have something like this, it's a special type of hekesh. What do you mean a special type of hekesh? Not only a hekesh is where you have two things written together in the right next to each other. Right, smuchin. Right, well, one is talking about in the same pasuk. Right, and the other one is talking about where hekesh is, I think, is in the same pasuk. And smuchin is two psukim next to each other. I think that's the difference between smuchin and hekesh. But Chazal tell us the hekesh is even deeper in these contexts, and that is like shamar v'zocher b'dibur echo namru. Many of the asay dochalos asays like tzitzis and shatnez. If I'm doing the full mitzvah of tzitzis with tcheles, it's doche the iser of shatnez. And that is because Hashem said these b'dibur echa ne'emru. Why is it important, the lashon of b'dibur echa ne'emru? It's important for the language of the Rav Nissim Gaon. We know asi dochalosa say, one of the major, the question that's asked by the Rishonim already is, how do I understand that sugya? And this relates to Reish Lakish that we just said. Is it that the losa say exists and you're allowed to push it off? Like what we would call a dechuya type of approach. You're allowed to do the mitzvah because you're doing a mitzvah also. Or do I say no? When you have the mitzvah, the lo sasei doesn't exist. That's the chiddush of asei docha lo sasei. The same Hashem who gave you this lo sasei gave you this mitzvah to do. So if he's telling you to do the mitzvah, he's telling you it's not an aveira in this context. Right, a nafka mina might be, how be'idna do you need? If the lo sasei is still there, and you're just allowed to do it, then you really might need mamish be'idna, the same exact moment. Because you can't do the laws before you do the essay. But if you say it's more of a hutra approach, that when you're in the context of a mitzvah, it's not an avera. So then maybe you'll have more flexibility in terms of how close together it has to be. So the most clear, the clearest formulation of hutra, of the los assay does not exist when you're doing the assay, is Rav Nisim Gaon in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. Printed on the page, on the bottom of Kuflam Gimel Mad Aleph. Says the Rav Nisim Gaon, Ze los assay eino shave v'chol davar. The los assay doesn't always exist. Ela miyuchad hu. He means by that here, that it's limited. Los assays are limited in their scope. V'chiyatzivui shenemar acharav hu tznai alav. Wow, that's a strong language. The mitzvahs assay, let's say here, tzitzis limits the avera of shanis. It's not that shanis always exists. Tzitzis is a tznai, it's a limit. V'chilo bolahas here ela alavishas kalayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis. Aval mashehu me'urav mechute pishtan imatalis shel tzemer shehi mitzvah eino nichnas bezu ha'azara. It doesn't even enter into being an avera, says Rav Nisim Gaon. Ela mutterhu. The Amr Chachamim, and that's exactly what it means. Sheka'es she'irachi of mitzvah asei nidcha v'ashar shilos asei v'dekai matzivi shu asei v'b Tavo mitzvah asei v'titcha los asei ki asar shalav alav ha'tnai namra. The avera is said al-tnai. U'bezeh apirish, and that's exactly what it means. Asei docha los asei. And then he quotes, right, the B'dibur Echa Namru, Mechala Motz Yumas, Uvayama Shabbos Nechvasa B'Shara Timimim. Shneem B'dibur Echa Namru, Ervas Eishas Avichicha, Yavama Yavo Aleha. B'dibur Echa Namru, what does that mean? B'dibur Echad, that there's a limit on the Avera, that it doesn't even exist as an Avera. That's a very beautiful formulation. And you think about it, Misvara, it makes a lot of sense, the Achronim say. Because after all, the same Hashem that gave us this Losa, say, gave us this mitzvah to do. So it's very mistaber to say that the Avera doesn't exist in this context. So that's the mitzvah of, that's the source, according to the other opinion, for Asi Dechalos Asei. Vaiter, Umay Denafka Le Mirosho, back to the Gemara, My Time Alo Nafka Le Migdilim, according to the one who learns it from our context, from Mitzorah Cunning is here, why doesn't he learn it from Sitzes? Amar Lechalika the Rav Udasa, he uses that makar to teach me the din of Rava. A din of nuchasitzes. The Rava Rami, Rava has the following stira. Ksiv v'nusnu al titzis hakanaf. That word hakanaf is extra. The Bach adds in. Min kanaf. So we darshin that the titzis should be from the same material as the beged, the corner of the beged. Min kanaf. The Bach takes out the next words because you don't need it here. Psil t'cheles. Viksiv semer upishtim yachtav. And it also says, you can make it from two different materials, from wool and linen. Samer opishtim. So is it min kanaf? Should the tzitzis be the same material as the beged, or different materials? Samer opishtim yachdav, right? The connection to shanis. That's mashma, that make the tzitzis from semer or pishtim, not from anything else, even though the beged can be made from something else. So haketzad, semer opishtim pochin bein b'minam, bein shalom b'minam. If one has wool or linen tzitzis, strings, that could potter any type of beged. Shar meaning, but other materials, b'minon potrin, shalom b'minon in a potrin, other meaning, only potter begadim made of the same material that they are made from. Right? That's the difference between wool and linen and others. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in Hilchos Tzitzis. We know the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tess, which begadim are chayiv and tzitzis and which not. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rif and the Rambam, Machlokas and the Gemara, only woolen begadim or linen begadim are chayiv in tzitzis d'oraisa. That's the Rambam and the Rif Shita. Ein chayiv b'tzitzis in Torah ela beged pishtim oshel tzemer rechelim alva bigdei sharminim and chayiv b'tzitzis el midrabanan. According to the Rambam and the Rif, katin begadim are only chayiv in tzitzis midrabanan. They're chayiv in tzitzis. That's what the Rambam and the Rif hold. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Ramah quotes Baalei Tosfos. The Yesh Omrim dekulu chayiv in midaraisa. V'hachi ilchasa. The Ramah quotes Tosfos and the Rosh and the Mordechai. No. All begadim are chayiv daraisa. Machlokas Rishonim based on the Gemara in Meseches Menachos. Fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch continuing. That's in terms of the beged. Now what in terms of the strings? Tzitzis shel pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim potrim b'chol mini begadim. Our Gemara, right? Tzitzis of linen or wool can be worn on any beged. Chutz mi shal pishtim with samer or shal samer le pishtim bizman hazeh. Delakatcheles, beset the shogun arki, you can't do that bizman hazeh in a shatnez context. You can't have wool on linen or linen on wool because we don't have the full mitzvah today. Mipnei sheim kelayim, because they're kelayim. That's the Shulchan Aruch quoting our Gemara. And then he says, Sinim tisis el shar minim, ein potim ele beminam, gion meshi lebegin meshi, vitzemer gefen, lesemer gefen, avol shalo beminam, ein potrim. That's what our Gemara says. Samer pishim are unique in terms of what they potter. The Shulchan Aruch does say, lemaisa, that today's minog is to make the tzitzis from the same material and also the same color. Yesh Omrim says the Shulchan Aruch, Shetzarech lasos atzitzis mitzeva hatalis. V'amedaktikim nogin came. You should make it from the same color. Rama, v'ha ashkenazim, enogim lasos atzitzis rak levanim, af bibagadim tzvuim, v'ein lashanos. The Rama says the minog of making your strings white overrides the minog of having them the same color. So let's say somebody is in the tzava and they have green tzitzis, the baguette of green tzitzis, which is more acceptable there, let's say. So then you still have, the minog is to still have white strings, right? Even though some have green strings. Some have green strings. Okay, the Rama quotes the minog is have white. I get, there's no problem having green. It's still yotzei. It's all based on minog. But that's the, you've seen green strings. But anyway, the Rama quotes the white, but either way, this is all different customs in the quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, weiter says the Gemara. So back to talking about the different limudim here. V'hai Tana, six lines up. Demafik l'rosho l'lav greida. So according to the one who uses rosho, the first brisa for the lav greida, for just telling me that a mitzora could get a haircut, could cut his hair. To asi asay v'dachi aslos asay v'asay minolan. So how do you know from the in the nazir context? How do you know that a nazir mitzora could shave his head? Right, it's an asay and a los asay. Nafgalei mizakano. You learn it from the other word, zakano by mitzora. Detanya zakano matam olomar lafishin emar ufas zakanam lo yigalechu. Since it says that the corners of one's beard, one shouldn't be megaleach. And it also says, the Mepharish has in, kedoshim yu leilo hehem, by a kohen. A kohen has an asay and a los asay, yochalach kohen mitzora kein, tabalomar zikano. It says an asay and a los asay, by a kohen. Umadam avik leilo rosho, la asay velos asay, leilo vizikano. So according to the previous opinion, why don't you learn it from this one? Why do you learn it from rosho? By a nazir mitzora? Why don't you learn it from kohen mitzora? Ula Taimeich, Limara says, one second. To Kaimalan Ba'alma. What do you mean? By other Mikrim, where we say, Delo Ase, Ase, Vadachi, Lo Ase, Vase, Leila Mikoin, Vadachi. Better question. Why do you learn from there? You're telling me, why do you learn from Kohen Mitzora? Why do you learn from all over? We know the usual rule is, Ein Ase, Docha, Lo Ase, Vase. You're telling me you should learn from Kohen, but why do you learn everything from Kohen? The answer is, Ela Mikoin, Lo Yalfina. You don't learn it from a Kohen Mitzora. That asay is doche los asay vasay, because these three kahuna are different. They might be weaker. Malakoin shekain lav sheino sheva bakol. The isur kahuna don't apply to everybody, all Jews. So it's a weaker type of isur. So that's why maybe their asay is doche los asay vasay. But you wouldn't say that elsewhere. So too, that's why you don't learn it here. Nazir mikoin nami lo yalav shekain lav sheino sheva bakol. So to a nazir, you wouldn't learn it. That's why you need a specific marker by nazir. Rosho. Right, which teaches me that a nazir mitzora could shave his whole head because ase doche los ase vase. You cannot learn it from nazir kohen. You have to have it by nazir. What's the mashmaos of this gemara? That a nazir, in contrast to a kohen, is a laf hashave bakol. That's the pashtus of the gemara. Our gemara says you can't learn it from kohen because a kohen is a laf she'ino shave bakol. Doesn't apply to everybody, but a nazir pashtus does. Why? Because a woman can be a nazir. And a Yisrael can be a Nazir, right? That's the pashtus that a Nazir is a lav hashaveh bakol. If you, there's a problem though, if you look in Rashi in Yevamis on Daf Hey, Rashi seems to say otherwise. The Rashi seems there to call Nazir a lav she'eno shaveh bakol. That's a problem based on the pshat of the Gemara there. That's what Rashi seems to say in Yevamis on Daf. On Daf Hey, he calls Nazir a lav hashaveh bakol, a Nazir she'eno shaveh bakol. Right, so the question is, what do you do with that Rashi? So the Maharshal on that Gemara, the Maharshal in the back, in the Chacham Shlomo, says, maybe it's all relative. Compared to Kohen, so then a Nazir is a lav, Hashaveh Bakol. Right, he says, Hikshali Echad Min HaMaskilim. One of the smart students asked me on the run, you know, it says in, how could Rashi say this? It's a lava, ha, sheino shava bakol. It says in Nazir Mashma the other way. Uvechafsi, amarti, and when I wasn't thinking, I was just rushing out, I said, to'u soferhu. Must be a mistake. Dibalava, chikash le pirusho. Because without this, im kain, because if not, you have another question. But then, later on that day, I sat down. I said, amarti, ima sefer, devale, divrei Rashi, kainim amiti imeim. No. I'm the Torah Sofer. Rashi's not the Torah Sofer. No, it depends what you're comparing it to. Ki lo nomar l'sham lehedya de nazir shaveh bakol. It doesn't say in our Gemara explicitly that Naziris is shaveh bakol. It just says that Kohen, as compared to a Nazir, is a lav she'eno shaveh bakol. That's all our Gemara says. Eloshu shaveh bakol beged lav de Kohenim umi Kohen lawasi. Ava la'olam chashev eno shaveh bakol beged neged shar lavin. V'zui svara brura ve'ena tzricha rava. Says the Marshal, it's all relative. When you're comparing Nazir to Kohen, so a Kohen is the ancient Nazir Shino Sheva Bakol. Mashayin Kain, when it comes to comparing it to other Isurim. And the Avnei Miluim, you only need one marker regarding the Sugya. The Avnei Miluim, in the Chuvis, in the back of the Sefer, Simen Chaf Beis, he discussed what's the root issue, whether Nazir is Sheva Bakol or not. That goes to the root of what we discussed five times already in this Pesachta. How do you classify Isurei Nazirus? Right, we said, that's a machlokas achronim. The Maharit made this discussion famous. Is it Isurei Chefsa at root? This wine is also to me. The hair is also to me to cut. Or is it Isurei Gavra? Or is it, as the Maharit likes to say, it's neither. It's that a Nazir accepts on himself a new status, and Memela, the Torah says, just like a Kohen has a status with Surin Averis, so to a Nazir has a status. That's the comparison of the Maharit. So he says, that's what, he says, V'nazir hu atzmo nitfas b'neder, v'niskadish gufo, dum yitakoen, hu memeilu nesar, v'ein tzorach lesar atzmo lachepetz. Says the Avnei Miluim, depending on what svar you take, that will determine whether it is an Isra Shavu Bakol. If it's similar to a shvua or to a neder, then it's Shavu Bakol. It's similar to the other context that we have. If it's like the Maharit says, it's this new type of thing that you could accept a certain status on you, and then have certain halachas from the Torah Memela, that is not something that applies to other people unless they did it. So then you would call it an Isser Sheino Shaveh Bakol. That's the Avnei Miluim's beautiful svara to explain whether it is a Shaveh Bakol or not. It depends whether it's an Isser Chefsi, Isser Gavra, Vichulu. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, fourth line. Uman demukim lahai rosho ben nazir, lama li zakano. So according to the one who says rosho is about nazir, right, to teach me the heter of nazir, so what does he use zakano for? The other opinion used zakano to teach me the halacha of asi dochalos ase vase. What does this one use it for? Mi boiler the kedetani, use it for the following brisa. The Bach takes out the next 2.5 lines. We'll read it, but the Bach takes it out. Zakano matam alo vishne repas sachenem lo yalecho, yochavo af koi mitzorakin, tam alom rev zakano uminolan de bitar de tanya. So now the Bach says, "Ufa'as zakanim lo yigalechu liyachol af gilcha b'misparayim yechayiv." You might think, even if he cuts it with a scissors, he'll be chayiv tamalov lo tashkas. No, it has to be destroying it from the root. Scissors doesn't do that. Ilo tashkas yachol likton b'malayik d'varitani chayiv. You might think then you could use all different types of blades and be chayiv tamalov lo zakanim lo yigalechu. No, it has to be an act of shaving. It has to be a destructive shaving act. Right, what's called giluach sheish bo ashchasa. It has to be a destructive shaving act, and some has to be something that you don't normally use for shaving. Other blades are not. Ezeo giluach sheish bo ashchasa, havi omer ze ta'ar. That's tar. So Zakano teaches me that a mitzora needs tar. That's what Zakano teaches me. Umadam afikle lahai rosho, lalav greda. So now the other way, according to the one who says rosho is for the lav greda, meaning the first price, so back on Amad Aleph, lomali lemechtav rosho, lomali lemechtav zakano. Right, what do you need both for? Mashma lemitchi lav gredu, mashma lemitchi lo sase vase, hilka shakulu viavo shneyem. Right, if you only have one, you wouldn't know which one to include. So why would you would include both of them? So the Gemara says, no. You need both. Why? Because you wouldn't learn one from the other. You maybe would only say it to violate and I say doch lo sase, but not lo sase vase. As we said up above, but just to add one line. Koi mi nazir lo yalif, Shekein yeshno b'she'ela. Nazir has kulas that nobody else has, that you could be shoel on your naziris. Nazir mikoin lo yalav shekein lav she'en hasheva bakol. as we said. So both of them have kulas, so you wouldn't be able to learn one from the other, so you need both Sakano and Rosho. And you couldn't learn any other context from these, because you have a kula by each of them. So you would say only by these two contexts would you say, but by all other contexts you wouldn't say that. And that's why we're stuck. We wouldn't be able to learn it. So in all other areas of halacha, we say, ein ase docha lo sase vase. But by Nazir and Mitzorah, we need two separate makaris. There is a question of the Achronim. What actually is in the Mishnah Malach already? We paskin in general, ein ase docha lo sase vase. What if I do it anyway? Do I get Malchus? Do I say that the assay knocks out the los assay at least, but you just violated the assay, the bittel assay? Or do I say no, like the Hutcher discussion, right? The los assay disappears. You shouldn't do it because of the assay. Or the los assay doesn't disappear. Maybe it's dechuya. So that's a question in general. We say, ein assay docha los assay vassay. Would one get Malchus for that? Maybe we'll talk about that more, but B'Hashem, we'll stop here. A lot more coming up on tomorrow's daf about tzitzis and tefillin and other related issues. Okay, we'll stop.